Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Once again, my Father, we thank you for this precious opportunity to come on this radio broadcast, Father, and to all of those who are under the sound of my voice, Lord, that we might come and eat from the King's table, my Father. So we just thank you for this invitation, Lord, for that you've given us to come past the gates of thanksgiving, saying we thank you, Lord. But in everything, we give thanks, Father. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. And we give you praise, Father, because you're worthy. You've done great things, Lord. You redeemed our life from destruction. You've crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, you restored back to us everything that we lost, my Father God. And you're worthy of all our praise. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the ministry, Lord, of your word, my Father, the holy place. Hallelujah. For our sanctuary, for our services to you, my Father. And, Lord, we thank you for that. For you said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as some are, Father. But we thank you, Lord, for the holy place, too. So we come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way into your very presence, my Father, behind the veil. We thank you and we praise you that through your Son, Jesus Christ, the way has been made. That we can come boldly to the throne of your grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, Father, here we are. Here's our cup. Fill us up. I would ask that you would speak to our heart through these lips of clay, my Father, that would minister life to us, Father, not only life, but life, and that more abundantly. So now, Father, we humble ourselves in your mighty hand in the ministry of your Holy Spirit that's in the earth today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. You are the greatest person in the earth today. And we thank you for your role and what God is doing in and through the lives of his people. So we humble ourselves in your ministry. And he says, teach us and lead us and guide us into all truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, once again, it's not an honor to come in boldly to the throne of God's grace and eat from the King's table, but it's an honor and a privilege, boy, to to come and do that, you know, with all of you who are under the sound of my voice. So, hey, you know, I honor you too, you know, and I take this opportunity right now, you know, to bow before every last one of you who are under the sound of my voice, you know. You know, whenever you come into the company of kings and queens, you know, it's a diplomatic courtesy, you know, it's a diplomatic course, something you must do. Whenever you come into in the kingdom, when you come into the company of a king, then the first thing you do is bow, you know, before the king, you know, give him homage, you know. So I'd like to take this opportunity to bow before every last one of you who are in the sound of my voice, you know, because I know who I'm ministering to, you know. I know who you are, you know. I know who you are, not based upon what society say about you, what people say about you, and what education say about you, what the systems of this world say about you, but who you are according to what God say you are. And God say you are kings and priests. Hallelujah. As a king is a political figure. A priest is a spiritual figure. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, it says, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. We shall what? Reign on the earth. So again, you know, I take this opportunity to bow before you. I know who you are based upon what God say, who God say you are. And that's who God say you are. He's a king, ain't he? Jesus is a king, isn't he? Isn't he the king of kings? I wonder who those kings that he's the king of. That's you. That's me. So, boy, when he tells us to come past the gates, past the court, past the holy place, all the way into his presence, know what it is? It's kings coming to worship the king. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. It's kings coming to worship the king. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Even if you don't know that. You say my people being destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's what I'm on the radio broadcast for, to help you come to the knowledge of that. Well, who you really are. Where you really come from. Why you really here. What we really can do. And where we really going to end up in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what do you say, boy? Hey, kings coming to worship the king. What do you mean worship the king? I ain't talking about saying a few slow songs and I got praise and worship. I'm talking about men and women, kings and queens, boy, coming to be intimate with the Most High God. To become one with the Most High God. To intermingle, to commune with the Most High God. And like I say, thank God for the gates of Thanksgiving. Thank God for the course of prayer. Thank God for the good preaching. That's the only place in the church service that we have. Well, baby, you want to do you. Somebody said, what do you say? I say, boy, God said he want us to come bold into his presence, boy, and he want to speak to us himself. He want to talk to you himself. He called you into a very present man, and he wants you to not just hear what I'm saying, but he wants you to hear what he's saying to you about what I'm saying. He wants to speak to you. And if you incline your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord had to say unto you, then, boy, you will know. Because Jesus said, this here, my sheep will hear my voice. So I'm going to say it again, you know. Hey, listen, boy. Hey, I bow before you because I know who you are, according to what God said you are. He said that. You're a king. He created us in his image and his likeness, right? If he created us in his image and likeness, that's what the word says. Then listen, that ain't what I say. That's what I told you. This is based upon what God say about you. This is not my opinion about it or nothing. This is all the word of God. Y'all have any problem with that? Listen, I ain't even about to defend myself. Y'all take this out with the word of God. I'm just an ambassador of Christ. I can only say what my father say. He say, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And let them have dominion. That's kingship. You created a king. A ruler. A ruler over what? Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your domain. What's your domain? That's your life. for a ruler. Listen, I'm just not talking about just like these earthly kingdoms that we know. I'm talking there's a type and shadow of it. But I'm talking about a real king, an everlasting king. A king with everlasting life. That will rule and reign forever and ever and ever. Where at? Let me say the end. On earth. Well, probably gonna live and rule and reign in heaven, man. No, that's God territory. You're gonna rule and reign in heaven, but not in his domain. You're gonna rule and reign in heaven in your domain. What? Heaven on earth. Hallelujah. That's the purpose for your kingship. What? To establish death on the earth. He not only made a king, but he made a priest too. What's a king? Really, a king is a political figure. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a priest? That's a spiritual representative. What the king do? He rule and reign over his domain. What the priest do? He represent man, God to the people, and the people to God. And they want to separate church and state. Well, church is state. Hallelujah. Well, God made us kings and priests. Not just priests. Not just religious figures and religious rituals and ceremonies and customs and traditions and that, man, but kings and priests. I ain't talking about like Catholic priests and all that, man, and the types and shadows of what God is doing. All of that's what man done, man, through them. That's religion. I'm talking about real kings and real priests. Well, boy, rulers in life, man. Rulers in life by applying spiritual principles. That's your priesthood. You rule in life, man. You know, you govern your life. You govern your own life and self government, man. To where you govern yourself based upon not who society have say who we are and what we've been brought up and trained and conditioned to think that we are, but boy, do man what he say about you. That's been lost in the graveyard of religion. Today's all about what the Baptists say about us, what the Methodists say about us, what the Charismatics say about us, the non-denominations say about us, the Buddhists say about us, the Hindus say about us, all the different men and women and religion and tradition, all that they say about us, and made man what he say about us, who the Most High God, of none effect. The Bible said this way, your traditions and your rituals and your customs and your ceremonies through your belief system, man, that you didn't derive, man, through your five sense reasons, has made more what the Word of God said of none of it. What God said about you. God said you're a ruler, glory to God. God said you shall reign in life, glory to God. God said you shall reign in life by applying spiritual principles. That's what he told Adam and Eve. Hey, have dominion. And do what, man? And, man, stay hooked up, man, to the principle. Stay hooked up to the cause. Apply the spiritual principles. What's the spiritual principle, boy? Eat off all the trees in the garden that you want to, man. But I'm talking about partake of all the blessings that's in here, man, that you want to, man. I'm not talking about just eat of all the tree of goodness, the tree of healing, the tree of joy, the tree of peace, the tree of, man, fulfillment of life and purpose, boy. Eat off all these trees over here in the garden, boy. But then over there is another tree, too, man, and that's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat off that one. All you can do is just eat off all the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, and be able to sing up the goodness of the Lord, and all the memories you have is of the goodness of the Lord. Just eat and partake of all the goodness of the Lord. What's the goodness of the Lord? Let's make man in our image and our likeness, man, and let them have dominion, and let it be in their life on earth like it is in heaven. And after God said that, and God said, and he saw that it was good, and the eating in the morning was the sixth day, and boy, I'm talking about, and God said, it was very good. He was very pleased with that. Hallelujah. Well, you don't talk about, boy, what the kings say. What do you say? You say, we are kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So, yeah. Radio Kingdom, what do you say? So you're going to rain on the earth, so yeah. Rain, Arthur, on the earth. You're going to live in heaven for yeah. But it ain't going to be in God's heaven, his territory. It's going to be in your territory. You're going to be in heaven on your territory. Listen, this is the destination, man. You know, the destination is not you going to heaven and living with God forever and ever up there. The destination is, man, you living in heaven on earth. We've been praying it all our life, but the devil is blinding our eyes and hardening our hearts that seeing we see not and hearing we hear not. That's a prayer. Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Well, on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. What's his will? That it be in our lives here on earth like it is in heaven. What's his will is in his word. What does his word say? Let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creepeth upon the earth and over all the earth. For what purpose are they? So that they can fulfill their God-given destiny. What? To make it on earth just like it is in heaven. To colonize their territory with the territory that they come from. They come from my territory, the kingdom of heaven. They ain't fall from heaven. I brought them down here from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Devil trying to get us to up back up to heaven, where God brought us down from. He's trying to get us up to heaven, man, so that we don't take our authority and rightful place, man, as rulers and kings over this territory that God gave us called the earth. And preoccupied us with the good thing. What's the good thing? Just stopping there, just having church. I don't know what church is all about. La la. It's not no smirk, you know. That just sometimes you know. I guess it's that righteous indignation that come up on the inside of me sometimes. You know what I mean? Who knows? Jeremiah made me just want to, boy, to put my hand around it. If I could, boy, it choke all the life that's in the life that's in the devil, man. It choke all the life out of it. So, dude, who are you? Because he's the one with blind our eyes and harden our hearts. To seeing we see not and hearing we hear not. And we go about men living like mere men and mere women and dying like mere men and mere women. But all the time, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. With an assignment from Almighty God, with a mandate. And with the ability and the potential on the inside of us to fulfill that mandate. What's that mandate at? Make it in your territory just like it is in my territory. How it is in God's territory. His territory is the kingdom of heaven. That's an unseen realm. That's him. That's his domain. That's his territory. That's a place. That's a literal place. Hallelujah. Where the king and government and laws and culture and a whole lot of things that it consists of. Kingdom life. Royal life. We call it, man, the kingdom of heaven, for all the splendor of it. It's a literal place. That's God's domain. God created us in his image and his life, and he a king, like I told you earlier. And as long as we are in his domain, then we can never be kings. Only thing we can be is prince and princesses. But he said, hey, that's all right, but that ain't my will and my desire. They'd be kings, too. Just like I am, in my image, in my likeness. Well, not the likeness of a prince, the likeness of a king, glory to God. The attitude of a king, the mind of a king, the life of a king, the ability of a king. Well, king, 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 king. Why? Because that's what God is. God is a king. He said, open up your gates, boy, and let the king of glory come through. Who is the king of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the king of glory. And boy, you know what he produced? He produced other little kings. Hallelujah. Other little gods. Just like him. Not God's independence from him. Little offsprings from him. Just like Adam was the first human being on the earth, and from him called came a whole bunch of human beings. And like God, boy, from him came a whole bunch of little G gods. What do you mean little G god? Little spirits that had the same character and nature and likeness of the big G god. That's you. That's that king in you that the devil don't ever want you to discover. That's that rule on the inside of you. The Bible says it this way in Colossians chapter 1, man, verse 23. It says, boy, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages, but is now being manifested. What's that mystery? Christ in you. Hallelujah. That's the hope of glory. What's that, boy? What's Christ? Christ is a reign. The word Christ is reign and king. What is Christ? That's the reigning king, the son of the most high God. Who? The reigning king, the son of the most high God. Who? The reigning king. One time I reign over all kings. Who? The reigning king. That's the son of the most high God. And boy, the Holy Spirit say, boy, I'll show you a mystery. What? That's been hidden. What? Christ in you. What's that? That's that king in you. That's that ruler that's on the inside of you. That's that mighty man and mighty woman man that's on the inside of you. That can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. That are who he say we are. That can do what he say we can do. That is who you say we are. You can do what you say you can do. I say it again. That king in you. That's what the devil don't ever want you to discover. So what do you do, boy? He'll hide that message in the graveyard of religion. To get your preoccupied man with religion. And all religion can do is get you through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the course of praise, to the holy place. And unfortunately, man, in the holy place and our belief system and our worship toward God, man, is all kind of different ideologies. That's why we have so many different denominations and different beliefs and different governance systems, man, of our art of service and worship, even to our God. That's because we stopped at the holiest. We come through the gates of Thanksgiving. Yeah, good. And we come through the gates of praise, man. We give him thanks in all time. We always say thank you, Jesus. And we always praise him, singing songs and listening. And we always, man, have good church service and everything else. Well, but you just stop right there. When there's a going on, hallelujah. But see, boy, if you just stop at the holy place, man, just the good service and all that, man, and then through that, man, you know, hoping that it's all right, and when it's all said and done, we get to heaven, and you miss out on the end result. What? The whole purpose for the gate and the course of praise and the holy place is to get you into the holiest of holies, into the presence of the Most High God, so that you can understand his precepts, his original ideas, his original intent. See, otherwise, man, you come up with our own ideologies and our own ideas and our own attempts. That's what religion is, man's attempt to appease deity through a belief system that produces custom and rituals and ceremonies and traditions. And listen, it really ain't no bad thing. That's a man's trying to get in right standing with God. But listen, man, you know, that's how God dealt with man in time past, but boy, them times come and gone. He's dealing with man a whole different way now. Not through religion, boy, he didn't make the way through. See, listen, in the old covenant, they couldn't go behind the veil. Hallelujah. Not the people. They couldn't go into the holies of holies. They couldn't go into the very presence of the Lord. Why? Because, boy, they were stained in sin, man. Couldn't nobody go back there but the high priest. He had to be right. He better be right. Hallelujah. And he would make the atonement, man, for the forgiveness of the sins of the people for that whole year. He would make the sacrifices for all his faults and mistakes. And God could continue to deal with them, man. That's religion. Jesus Christ came, boy, and I'm talking about, boy, perform that ritual of man once and for all. The high priest back then had to go through that every year. Listen, that's over with now. We ain't got to need no high priest no more. The high priest had gone in and before the holiest of holies, man, and the blood, and his blood, to wash us from all our sin and the consciousness of sin. Boy, pray, Arthur, so that wall that separated us, the holy place, from the holiest of holies, the wall that separated us from just going all the way up to our church service to where we can go all the way behind the veil into the presence of the Lord, that wall was torn in two. Signifying being that, hey, listen, you no longer have to stop at the holiest of holies or your church service or your ritual or your ceremony. You can come on into the very presence of the Most High God. Well, that's so important, Arthur, because in his presence, you find out who you really are. And you start becoming who you really are. Hallelujah. And it won't be a religion, boy. It'll be a relationship. And it'll be a personal relationship. And you'll grow in that relationship, boy. And as you grow in that relationship, you become entire. What that mean? You become perfected, boy, wanting nothing. What do you mean wanting nothing, boy? Having every need met, man. You don't even have to take no thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, how you're going to live, how you're going to make it, none of that. Listen, boy, you get in the presence of the Lord behind the veil, boy, you would know, just like what Jesus said, boy, your heavenly Father know that you have what all you have need of. If he closed the lilies of the fields and feed the birds of the air, and you his prize, he created that, but you his most prized creation, his child. How much more we clothe and take care of us, boy? You don't have to worry about that. All you got to do is seek first, boy, work. That good, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I'm not opposing all the religion and everything else in your church and our denomination and everything else. I tell you, it was a good thing, boy. Where my appeal is to all of us out there in the religion world, bring your denomination, bring your message. All this, when I say the messages, man, that God spoke to us in time past, man, and I don't never want you to give you the impression that nothing that's going on in our churches out there today, man, is evil or not right or not wrong or the wrong way or nothing like that. No, man, all those are good things, man. We don't want to take, but that's the devil's most successful tactic, to preoccupy us with the good things at the expense of forfeiting the great things. Listen, man, I'm not opposing none of those things that we do out there, boy, in our religious rituals and everything. All I'm saying is bring your denominations, man, all that. Bring all the good messages that you're preaching, man, to your congregation and everything else. Bring all that on into the kingdom behind the veil, into the kingdom of the Most High God, boy, and proclaiming, man, under that umbrella. Glory to God. And, boy, we just see, man, multitudes. We just see change. Not only more, I'm talking about, and we'll see change what? First and foremost in our lives and in our communities, and in our towns and our cities and our state and our country and the world. Right. You got to come behind the veil. But yeah, you got to get into the presence of the Most High God. Listen, you get into the presence of the Most High God, you can't stay the same. No, Lord. What you saying, Arthur, man? Bring all this of it into the kingdom of God. Bring all that, man, you know God is doing, man, and through us, boy, through our services to God, man, through our rituals, through our ceremonies, through our traditions and all that, man. Bring all that into the kingdom. Don't just bring that to the door of the kingdom, to Jesus Christ, man, and continue, man, to function in our religious rituals and ceremony, man. But come on, man, to the door. Then through the door, boy, well, on into the kingdom, on into your inheritance. Well, the light of the kingdom. Listen, the theme of the Old Testament, when I be talking about the Old Testament, you know, or saying something that might come off from a negative point of view, nothing like that, I don't ever want to give you that impression. Boy, not a jot or a tittle or however you said that, boy. Let me tell you something, that kid had to be fulfilled and accomplished. I never want to give you the impression that we don't have to live according to the law or obey God's command or what God spoke to us through the prophets, man, and disobey none of the message that you've heard in your churches to come off as if, man, you know, that's not, man, the word of God. Baby, that's the word of God. Very Lord. But I don't never come off as bad. My only appeal, once again, man, is to bring all that good word, boy, on into, boy, the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? The governing influence of God over a territory or over a ministry. What? Not the religious influence of God. The governing influence of God. The governing influence of God. What's the governing? That's that kingship. What's the governing influence of God? The governing influence of God, man, over a territory, impacting that territory with his will and his desire and his intent and his purpose. What's the kingdom of God? The governing influence of God. The governing influence of the Most High God. What? The governing influence. Not the religious influence, not the rituals and the ceremonies and traditions and everything else. That's all good and everything else is a part of it, but I'm talking about that's a means to an end. What? To the governing influence of God. What's the governing influence of God? What God is doing. What God is doing is what he said. What he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, man. Listen, that's a law of life. That's the primary law in the kingdom of God. That's why you hear me say, boy, what the king say, that's what go. The king say you're a king and a priest. The king say he created you in his image and likeness. That ain't what I say. I'm just repeating. I'm just man lining up, man, what he say, man. I'm just lining my words up with what he say. And let me tell you something, boy. We line up our words up with what he say. Not, like I say, not what man say about it, but what he say. And guess what's going to be the results of it? We're going to have whatsoever we say. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. Listen, that's a law in the kingdom, too. But when you come behind the door, man, into the kingdom, and, boy, see all the splendor of the kingdom, man, and everything that the kingdom, man, consists of, and find out that that's your inheritance, man, you learn how to talk a whole different way. You learn, man, instead, man, your whole mentality will change. You don't even have a poverty mentality no more. Even if you ain't got a quarter in your pocket down here in the bank down here. Well, you have treasures in heaven, and you'll know that. I ain't talking about that. There's no cliche or no religious saying or nothing like that. You know the reality of that. That just as real as you, if you had $1 trillion in the bank. That's what the king said. And not only that, boy, you come in behind the door and begin to, as we come in behind the door, as we bring all our religion, all our measures, and everything that we want to do for God, bring all that into what he is doing for us, into the kingdom of God behind the door, then, boy, we'll start, boy, rightly dividing the word of God truth. And, man, we'll see, like I said, boy, we'll see change. What? First and foremost in our thinking, in our actions, in our behavior, and everything that we do. And instead of just having good church, that's a good thing, boy, to have a good church, boy, to get your emotions stirred up on Sundays and everything else. But, boy, you understand what the purpose for that is. Listen, well, the purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. And you just go to church to have a good church. But the purpose for going to church and having good church and having all that good word is in that good inspiration is to inspire you to go get some information. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you can not only have good church, so that but we could become the church. Hallelujah. That we all say we are. That we not just say we are the church and preach sermons around that, but become men. His representatives on the earth. Who is the church? His representatives on the earth. His colony on the earth. For what purpose? To represent him on the earth. How? Manifesting his glory on the earth. Oh, the world is not through just your priesthood. See, your priesthood, that's just getting you all the way up to past the gate, through the courts, all the way up to the holy place. Boy, but your kingship, that gets you, boy, that gets your crown put back on your head. See, that's what you lost in Adam. We lost our kingship. We lost our dominion. We lost our kingdom. We lost our power, our control, and our influence that God gave us over this territory. and gave that over to the devil, and the devil took authority over our earth. And instead of being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here now. The governing influence that God had set up on the earth, what? What was the governing influence? Boy, lead off all these trees in the garden. Boy, all joy, peace, happiness, everlasting life. Man, all that, man. All that, what the, all that heaven consists of. That's all them trees that was in the garden. Yeah. All that heaven consists of, boy, eat off of that and produce that, boy. I'm talking about that. Be nourished off of that and be strengthened off of that, man. What? All that God has to say about you concerning your inheritance by heaven. What? That's your inheritance, man. Partake of it, man. Partake of the joy of it, the peace of it, the healing of it, the treasures of it, all the fullness of it. Just continue to eat off of that. Eat off of that. Don't eat off of nothing else but that. Don't eat off no other tree, man, nothing like that, what nobody else say about you. Or just don't eat off what the people say about you, but just eat off the tree of life. Well, what I say about you. What you said about us, God, I created you in my image, in my likeness, kings and spiritual representatives, kings and priests, rulers and spiritual representatives, church and state. Hallelujah. For what purpose is all this so that you can dominate this earth? So it's your governing system up on this earth that I gave up to you, that it can be governed, man, in righteousness. It can be righteous governing. What kind of governing? Righteous government in the earth. That's what God set up. I told you, he never set up no religious ritual. He set up a governing system on his own. He lost that governing system. Isaiah prophet prophesied, he said, listen, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. I want to read that to you. Listen at this. He said, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. What? The religious order and the religious ritual? No, I don't say that. He said, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And watch this. And of the increase of his government, that means his government going to increase. He come to bring it, but it's going to grow. Glory to God. And it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow, boy. And until, boy, all the kingdoms of this world, man, and all the governments of this world system going to become under that governance system, hallelujah, because that's an everlasting governance system. And boy, and of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, and to order it and to establish it with judgment, that's righteous judgment, and with justice from henceforth, how long? Even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What do you say, boy? A child is born. He bringing a governing system. What's a governing system, boy? The governing system of God. The ruling authority of God. God's will and God's intent. For what purpose? To impact this territory with God's will and God's intent and God's original desire and plan and purpose for our life. Not just to have church, but to establish, boy, the glory of God in the earth. To manifest God in the earth. Man, to manifest what God's character, what God's nature is lacking there. This and the whole earth shall be filled with his glory. And he ain't going to share that glory with nobody else. The only one that can manifest his glory in the earth is you and I. He's going to manifest his glory through us, through his sons, through his daughters, his offspring. That will show forth, boy, his character, his nature. That's why he created us in his image and likeness. We lost that. And when we lost that, that's why, you know, you couldn't come behind the veil and into the very literal presence of the Most High God like you can today. That's what the devil don't ever want you to think. He wants you to think you got to do something, man, in order to get there. Boy, listen, the way they made Jesus, like I told you, this ain't what you're doing. That's religion, to do something to get there. No, this is what God does and what God is doing. It's God doing. It's his governing influence over everything. not our denomination, and not our ideology, not our theology and everything else, but his way. If you say the kingdom of God, make it plain and simple, it's just God's way of doing things. That's why they say seek that first. That's what the kingdom of God is. God's way of doing things in a territory. And packing it with his will and his intent and his desire. Right, so they could be in that territory like it is the way he desires. And how he desires for it to be in that territory like it is in his territory. If he's going to colonize a territory with his territory, his will is for colonization, it's for it to be in that territory that he colonized just like it is in his territory. That's the purpose for colonization. Hallelujah. Wow, so it might be in that colony just like it is in the territory that colonized it. They might be on earth as it is in heaven. Let me say it plain and simple. Is the church man establishing that in the earth? Or is the church just preoccupied with a good thing? Or just having good church and trying our best to make it in? It's like no bad thing. That's a good thing. There was no bad thing when Adam and Eve covered up themselves with the fig leaf, man. They were naked. So they were trying to, you know, and they were ashamed. And they were trying to cover themselves up, man, so they could be all right, hoping to be all right in the presence of the Lord. They meant well. But God covered them up. God took off what they had and covered them up with what he had for. In other words, God said, I see you, son. You're trying to fix it, but you can't fix it. But I'm going to fix it for you. And God took off the leaves, man, and put up on them, man, you know, the skin of an animal, his blood sacrifice. He wrapped them up, man, in him. In other words, God said, even though you fall, even though you made a mistake, listen, boy, my word will prevail. I love you so much that, boy, I don't care what the devil done did and how you done tripped and fell. I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. I might not be in you no more like we was at first, because I got to leave now. I got to separate myself. The Holy Spirit, me, we got to go. But I promise you something, son, what? I ain't going to never leave you. I ain't going to forsake you. I ain't going to leave you in this state, man. I'm going to always be around you. But that ain't good enough, boy. I don't want to just be around you. I want to be like I was, man, from the very beginning. What? In you. You and me, and I'm in you, and we one. That's the separation. That's the spiritual death. But I promise you something, boy. Hey, Lord. You see, it is in Genesis chapter 3. This governing system that I set up on the earth, boy, that you and I were walking and talking and fellowshipping, and you were becoming who I say you are and everything else before you ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That life, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that governing system, man, that way of doing things that you and I had, that fellowship, that oneness, man, you know, that you and I had, I promise you something. Boy. I'm going to restore that back to you. That governance system, that pattern of operation, that world that you and I were living in the garden, man, where we were eating off all the other trees, man, and had access to all of the kingdom of heaven, man. That lifestyle, that governing floor, that kingship, that dominion, that relationship, man, with God, unbroken fellowship, without sin. No unbroken fellowship. That governing, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that world. I promise you something, boy. I'm going to restore that back to you. He said it this way. He said the seed of the woman. He said, I promise you something, boy. That same woman who you deceived, through her going to come a seed. You're going to bruise his head. I mean, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to grind your head in the ground. The word heel means his walk, his manner of living, his life. So you're going to bruise his walk. That's what he came down to us. That's what he did. He bruised our life and our walk and everything else. Say, but he's going to bruise your heels. With Jesus, boy, they thought they crucified him and everything else. They thought they had got rid of him. They called him, cast him out as he was beating down, gave him 10 nine strikes. He's going to bruise his heel. But he's going to bruise your heel. You think, in other words, just like I told you he did, he can bruise our heel. Just like he thought he did Jesus, he bruised his heel. He thought he got rid of him when he crucified him. But the Bible says, boys, you shall bruise your head. Head means authority. The same authority, man, that God gave Adam and Eve in the garden that you stole from them, that you deceived them into turning over into your hands, that you stole from them. Yeah. He's going to bruise your head. He's going to take that authority back and give it to who he rightfully belonged to, who is that? All mankind. And when he give it back to all mankind, they're going to get back on course toward the destination that God set for their lives. What the God destination that God set for their lives? That they have kingship over their territory called earth. For what purpose, Arthur? So that they can impact it with the will and the desire and the intent and the plan and the purpose, man, of the Most High God. And what that is, that it be in our territory here on earth, just like it is in his territory called heaven. What purpose, Arthur? So that we might live forever and ever, ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever. In heaven, watch this. In heaven, on earth, forever and ever and ever. Boy, Jesus said he went about, man, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, man, and that's what he was preaching in Matthew's chapter 4 and verse 17. Doing that, man, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, man, to the people. Telling them stories like what I'm telling you, like every time I come on here to tell you. Why, that's in the presence of the Lord, well, that's revealed by the Holy Spirit. Your true identity. Your true purpose. Where you really come from. Why you're really here. Who you really are. What we really can do. And where we really going to end up in. Those are mankind's age-old questions, boy. And behind the veil, all those questions, man, are revealed. Who are you? I told you, you're a king and a priest. Son of the Most High God. And let me tell you that the devil preoccupied us with the other stuff, the other titles. And those are good things. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, rabbis, bishops. All those are good things. Don't throw that out. Be there, but bring all that into the king, into your kingship. Hallelujah. What? Into your sonship. Don't let all that, man, you know, and the traditions of all that, man, make your sonship of none effect in your life. Your kingship of none effect in your life. Your sovereignty and your dominion that's been restored back to us of none effect in our lives. God wants us to know the truth. Why? So the truth can set us free. Free the word, man. Free, man, to be who God created us to be. Free the man start becoming who we already are. How you do that, Arthur, boy? I'm talking about you just continue to seek for it, man. You got to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And the devil don't ever want you to come in. Let me tell you something. I know, boy, he come against this word right here. The Bible says, anyone who hears the gospel of the kingdom and understanding it now, boy, the enemy coming immediately to rob that word out of your heart. Then I know who my adversary is. I don't brush against flesh and blood. I know what my assignment is. I expect opposition. I expect, man, just like they did Jesus. I expect that. I expect people don't take too, especially in this religious arrangement that I live in, man. You know, don't misunderstand me, boys, all steeped in religion. And I don't hear too many people, man. I don't hear none. I might as well step on out the boat. I don't hear nobody preaching the kingdom of God, man. Let me say it in a different way. I don't hear nobody preaching all the good messages that they are preaching out there, and all those messages that they are preaching out there are good messages. But I don't hear too much of them preaching it in the light of the kingdom of God. What do you mean? In light of the restoration of God's kingdom back to the earth. The messages are good, but they're the message of our redemption. Well, those are means to an end. What? The redemptive message is the means to the is a good message, but that's the means to the great message. That's the means to the great message. That don't mean those messages are not good. Those are good messages, but they are means to an end. And the devil's most successful tactic against us is to preoccupy us with the good things, preoccupy us with the means at the expense of faithfulness, the great thing, and the end to the means. What's the good thing? The good thing, man, is the redemptive work of God. The redemptive message of God. All the good news about Jesus and who he is. And don't misunderstand it, boy, that's the message. But what I'm saying is there's a going on in God. Don't just stop there. That's the door. If we're not careful, the devil will have us worshiping at the door. That's just the means to an end. What's behind the door? What's behind the door, boy? Righteousness. You know what? When you understand righteousness and realize what righteousness is, that gives you, man, watch this. Listen to this carefully. When you awake to righteousness and realize what righteousness really is, righteousness gives you the ability to stand before a holy God without any sense of guilt or condemnation. I'm going to say that again, boy. The righteousness of God will give you the ability to come boldly into the presence of the Most High God, boy, as though you had no sin in your life. That way you can come boldly in. Righteousness puts you back in right standing with God. Righteousness, man, declare you justified, cleared of all guilt. And not only cleared of all guilt, man, but pardoned, man. No record, nowhere. Hallelujah. For what purpose? All so that you could go live that way. Because you could be free from all your bondages, all our sins, and everything else, and that we could go live. Hallelujah. That way. Well, that said, that was behind the door. All the righteousness that you ever was behind the door, you are as righteous. Behind that door, you are as righteous as you are ever going to get. You've been made righteous. He who knew no sin, God made him to be sin so that you might be made the righteousness of God. See, God said, my people being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because you don't know that. The devil got you trying to get righteous, trying to quit sinning so that you can become righteous. No, you know, that's backwards. The more righteous you realize you are, the less you'll sin. You just need to awake to the fact that you are righteous already. You've been made righteous. It's not what you're doing. It's what God did. That's the kingdom of God. What God done, what God is doing. He made you righteous. He saved you. He delivered us. He the one who doeth the work. What's behind the door? Peace. In the kingdom of God, everything is all right. In the presence of the Lord, you won't worry about nothing. If you know that God is with you wheresoever you go, then you'll be like what God told the people. Fear not and be not dismayed. I'm with you. I'm your Lord. I'm your God. And boy, when you know that God is with you wheresoever you go, I ain't talking about just quoting the scripture. I'm talking about coming to the knowledge of that and growing in there. Like it's growing in his government, the increase of his government, growing in there. Boy, I'm talking about peace that passes all understanding that the world can't give and the world can't take away. We come to that place, boy, like my mother asked me one day, how would you feel if you knew that everything was all right? If you knew that everything was all right. I just say, boy, I'm talking about peace that the world can't give and peace that the world can't take away. That's behind that door. That's in the kingdom of God. What? Righteousness, peace, and watch this here, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What do you mean? I'm talking about joy. That's a fruit that grows, man. Joy when you're in right standing with Almighty God, and your sin consciousness is gone, man, and your righteous consciousness in you. And as you continue to awake to that, you become in that, boy. And the fruit of that righteousness is holiness, and holiness is being like God. That's God's way of doing it. Then, boy, you'll come to that place where, boy, I'm talking about that peace that passes all understanding. Because when you come behind the veil into his presence and commune with him in his presence, boy, I'm talking about you'll know that everything is all right. Listen, as long as Adam and Eve was in the presence of the Lord, they ain't got to worry about nothing. It wasn't until they got separated from God until all hell broke loose. But as long as they was walking and talking to God in the cool of the garden, man, and unbroken fellowship, man, I'm talking about peace that the world can't give and peace that the world. Can you imagine what kind of peace was in an environment and atmosphere that that world bore in the Garden of Eden? That's the peace, boy. That's the kingdom of God that he set up on the earth. That's what's behind that door, that kind of peace. Knowing that everything is all right. Even though you walk through the valley of shadows of death, you will know that everything is all right. Even though you might be afflicted, even though whatever, man, you might face in life, man, you will know that the suffering of this present time ain't worthy to be compared with all the glory, man. There's a war on the inside of you and a life that's on the inside of you. That not even death, man, can separate you from that love of God and the manifestation of that love and life of God. But you come into the knowledge of that and being encouraged in that and built up in that, man. And what that going to do, boy, I'm talking about joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. What the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in what? In the Holy Ghost. What's that, boy? Growing in the knowledge of God, increasing the increasement of his government on this earth, becoming who we already are, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, kings and priests, hallelujah, ambassadors of Christ, representatives of Christ on this earth, walking in victory and manifesting the glory of God upon the earth. And listen, that's what God is doing. And he's doing that through the knowledge of his word, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, for, so that we might know what is the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness of the power and the glory of God that's available to us. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is running out, man. In this kingdom that I'm talking about, there's behind the door, the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's just under those other realms are many other things. All the healing that you're ever going to need is in that place. Ain't no sickness in there. So to all that, man, that we come behind the door, listen, that's what God, the invitation is. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get you in heaven. In other words, let's come on behind the door. Let's bring all our denominations, all our knowledge, all that we have, all that we are, all that we consist of, all that we have learned and everything else. That's what God is telling us. Bring all that with you. Come as you are. Come on what? Come on behind the door. Those of you who are saved and everything else, all your religions, all your beliefs, everything, bring it all. You say, bring it on behind the door, man, and let the door get cleansed. And boy, I'm talking about when you come through that door, boy, you'll find a whole new way of life that will lead you to your God-given destiny. Listen, I speak God's blessing upon your life, and I decree and declare that God's kingdom has come, and his will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And no knowledge and ain't no devil can stop what he's doing, that his will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Therefore, I decree and declare that our Father would give us on a daily basis our daily bread, everything that we have need of to accomplish his will and his kingdom in our life here. All right. Hey, listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, and my family, man, we speak to God's blessing upon your life. And we count it an honor and a privilege to come on here and share with y'all the love of God. You know, and we trust that it's a blessing to your life. And if it is, if it can be of any other blessing in your life or help you, you can contact us at 8, our area code, our phone number is 713-870-3776. That's Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. Phone number once again, 713-870-3776. Listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward